日本和德国应该是所有人印象里汽车强国的唯二之选了吧？
Japan and Germany are probably the only two countries that come to mind when people think of car manufacturing.
这两国的车企在过去几十年里。
In the past few decades, the car manufacturers of these two countries,
一个占领经济型市场，
to occupy the economy market,
一个占领豪华车市场。
a takeover of the luxury car market,
其他所有的汽车品牌，
all other car brands,
包括美国的，都只能去填补。
including the United States, it can only be filled in.
这两国汽车主流市场的缝隙来苟活。
These two countries are struggling to survive in the depths of their respective automotive markets.
可是有人想过吗？
But have you ever thought about it?
二战的两大战败国，
Two defeated countries in World War Roman II.
却在汽车产业里占尽优势。
However, it occupies a dominant position in the automotive industry.
攫取了最大的利益。
Gained the greatest profit.
明明杀人如麻。
Despite his murderous nature,
全世界却要去买他们的车。
Everyone else has to buy their cars.
上那些战争贩子的后代。
Look at the descendants of war profiteers.
这合适吗？
Is this appropriate?
就在当下，这两个国家的汽车正在从销量开始崩塌。
Currently, the sales of cars in these two countries are starting to decline.
具体怎么崩塌的？
How exactly did it collapse?
我就不赘述了。
I won't elaborate.
前面陆续介绍过。
I have introduced several times before.
无论是在中国市场销量的巨幅缩水。
Whether it's the massive decline in sales on the Chinese market.
还是在欧洲本土整车厂和零部件厂。
Still in European domestic car factories and component plants.
动辄几万人的裁员。
Layoffs of thousands of people,
或者是全球范围内官场卖场的举动。
or the actions of corrupt officials and businesses throughout the world,
都在说明日本和德国车企正在经历诞生以来最大的动荡，衰落已是
必然。It is clear that Japanese and German car manufacturers are experiencing the biggest downturn since their inception.
但我今天想说的
But today, I want to talk about
是再往前跨一步
One step further back
十几年以后
In a few years
日本和德国车企还有可能卷土重来回到他们曾经辉煌的位置吗？
Will Japanese and German car manufacturers have a chance to return to their former glory?
预测是很难的。
Prediction is difficult.
但我今天会用理性和逻辑来证明，不可能了。
However, today I will prove it using reason and logic.
日本和德国的汽车工业将一直是今年比明年好。
The automotive industries of Japan and Germany will be better this year than next.
先说日本，在全世界范围内。
First, let's talk about Japan's position in the world.
汽车发达的国家。
Developed countries.
首先要有一个本土市场作为基本盘。造出了车，要先在自己的地盘上卖出去。
First, you need to have a domestic market as the foundation. Before selling cars, they must be sold in your own territory.
经过改进，稳定下来。
After being improved and stabilized,
才能逐渐卖到全世界。
It can gradually be sold all over the world.
但是日本发展汽车的时候，是二次大战。
However, Japan developed automobiles during World War Roman II.
前后，那时候他们用甲午战争赔款建立了军工基础。
At that time, they used the indemnity from the Sino-Japanese War to establish a military industry foundation.
但老百姓还不富裕。
A But the people are not yet wealthy.
没有本土市场可以用。
Cannot be used in the local market.
那怎么发展汽车呢？
How to develop cars?
日本等到的第一个机会是侵华战争。
The first opportunity Japan had was the war against China.
他们1936年推出了拒绝外国投资的汽车产业政策。
In 1986, they launched a policy of rejecting foreign investment in the automotive industry.
很快开启了侵华战争。
The war against China soon began.
无论是从美国学到的
learned from the United States,
还是从中国抢走的
it's still being stolen from China.
包括张学良重金投资的民生卡车工厂都被日本霸占。
Including the civilian truck factory invested in by Zhang Zuoliang was seized by the Japanese.
变成发展汽车产业的原始资本。
Convert into raw capital for the development of the automotive industry.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows that.
很多经典汽车都是因为战争而获得发展机遇的。
Many classic cars were developed due to the opportunities provided by war.
日本汽车界的很多品牌就是这样。
Many brands in the Japanese automotive industry are like this.
丰田、日产、
Toyota and Nissan、
三菱、
Mitsubishi、
川崎、
Trasm、
巴鲁、
Barbu、
日野，都因为侵华战争攫取了暴利。存活下来。
They have been profiting from the war of aggression against China day and night.
所以日本的民用汽车企业和军工企业高度重合。
Therefore, the civilian and military automotive enterprises in Japan are highly overlapping.
鉴于没有人能够证明日本车企一旦获得稀土。
Given that no one can prove that Japanese automakers will not obtain rare earth minerals once they are available,
不会去发展侵略用途的军工技术
will not develop military technology for aggressive purposes.
所以中国对日本的一些企业禁售了两用物项。
Therefore, China has banned the sale of dual-use goods to some Japanese companies.
这对民用汽车的生产会有影响。
This will have an impact on the production of civilian cars.
因为新能源车的零部件也需要很多稀土。
Because new energy vehicles also need a lot of rare earths.
前不久
Recently,
日本富士电机在中国分公司工作的两个日本工程师试图偷运稀土去日本被抓的案件。
Two Japanese engineers working for Fuji Electric's branch in China were caught trying to smuggle rare earth minerals out of the country and taken into custody.
也证明了这一点。
This also proves it.
日本汽车产业遇到的第二个机会。
The second opportunity for the Japanese automotive industry
是美国为首的所谓联合国军侵略朝鲜半岛。朝鲜的山地
The so-called UN forces led by the United States invaded the Korean Peninsula, including the Korean mountains.
让美国的重装军车派不上用场。
Make Americans' heavy-duty vehicles useless.
所以开始就近扶植日本的轻型军用汽车产业。
Therefore, we started by imitating Japan's light military vehicle industry.
让日本赚取了大量美元和汽车技术。
Japan earned a lot of dollars and automotive technology.
当时濒临破产的丰田、日产等等企业。
At the time, companies like Toyota and Nissan were on the verge of bankruptcy.
总共为美军生产了十万台军用车辆。
A total of 10,000 military vehicles were produced for the U.S. Army.
堪称是助纣为虐的马前卒。
A mere pawn in the scheme.
第三个机会是美国七十年代的石油危机。
The third opportunity was the oil crisis in the 1970s of the United States.
日本凭借轻巧紧凑的设计
Japan, with its lightweight and compact design,
给广大贫穷的美国人民提供了对路的产品
provided land products to the poor people of America,
从而获得了第三次大发展
This led to a third major development.
那么第四次就是三十几年前中国面向全球开放的汽车市场。
So the fourth time is when China opened its automotive market to the world about 30 years ago.
14亿人的空白市场和临近的地理位置。
14 billion people's blank market at proximity to the location.
让日本车再次大赚特赚。
Make Japanese cars profitable again.
直到最近几年。
If in recent years,
因为国产车换了赛道
because domestic cars have changed their track,
电动化和智能化
electrification and intelligence,
让日本车优势不在，销量崩溃
let Japanese cars no longer have an advantage or sales will collapse.
最近
recently,
日本政坛不太正常
The Japanese political landscape is quite unusual.
军国主义复辟思想又活泛起来。
The idea of military nationalism and restoration is once again coming to life.
可能他们想起了背靠美国狐假虎威的时代。
Perhaps they are remembering the era when China could rely on America's protection or the U.S. is backing us up.
但现在的美国可不是二次大战时候强大的美国。
But the current United States is not as powerful as it was during World War Roman II.
它是一个250的美国。
It's a bunch of idiots in the U.S.
一个被犹太偷家的美国。
An American house that was stolen by Jews.
如果钱不到位。
If the money is not enough,
他可不会替谁免费出头。
He won't stand up for anyone for free.
早在2009年，挪威的约翰·加尔通教授就预测美帝国即将崩溃。
As early as 2009, Professor John Galton of Norway predicted the imminent collapse of the United States.
注意啊，说的是。
Please note that.
美帝国。
United States of America.
美国还会再延寿二三十年。
The United States will continue to extend life for another 20-30 years.
一个连没航母、没核弹的伊朗都打不动的美国。
An Iranian Navy that can't even defeat a U.S. aircraft carrier without nuclear weapons.
美国跟帝国已经毫无关系。
The United States and the Empire have nothing to do with each other.
日本也别再妄想着利用它去劫掠。
Japan should also stop dreaming of using it to plunder.
此方。回看这一百年。
Looking back over the past century,
日本就是抓住了来自中国和美国的四轮历史机遇。
Japan has seized the four historical opportunities from China and America.
游走在大国之间的缝隙。
Wandering through the gaps between great powers.
带着原罪收割了巨量财富。
With a wealth of original sin.
既不光彩也不体面。
Neither glorious nor dignified.
但以后的中国和美国还会给他机会吗？
Will China and the United States give him opportunities in the future?
再看德国。
Looking at Germany again.
德国的汽车工业最大的红利来自于两处。
The biggest advantage of the German automotive industry comes from two sources.
一个是时间。
One is time.
一个是德国的地缘环境。
One is Germany's geographical environment.
时间就是品牌资产，梅赛德斯。
Time is a brand asset of Mercedes-Benz.
奥迪。
Audi.
宝马。
BMW.
这些二战前就有的老品牌，是德国车企获取高溢价的重要前提。
These pre-World War Roman II established brands are an important prerequisite for German car companies to obtain high premiums.
第二个则是二战后的和平环境下。
The second is in the post-war peace environment after World War Roman II.
历代脑子还没坏的。
Those whose brains haven't yet deteriorated.
德国首相接力争取来的。
The German Prime Minister has been working hard to achieve this.
在默克尔时代达到顶峰。
At its peak during the Merkel era,
德国工业长期使用着俄罗斯的廉价能源。
German industry has long relied on cheap energy from Russia.
在中国呢，也流传着德国货的美好传说。
In China, there are also legends about the good qualities of German goods.
不管你听到的是什么版本的故事。
No matter what version of the story you hear,
俄罗斯的能源,
Russia's energy,
中国的市场, 才是让德国汽车产业活得滋润的。
The Chinese market is the key to keeping German automotive industry thriving.
真正的底层逻辑，没有其他。
The real underlying logic is theirs, nothing else.
而现在呢，先是被英美挑唆着跟俄罗斯闹掰，不得不去美国买价格翻倍的能源。
Now they were provoked by Britain and America to break with Russia, so they had to buy energy at twice the price from the United States.
癫狂的绿党上位，拆了核电站。
A crazed Green Party officer dismantled a nuclear power plant.
炸了核电厂。
Blow up the power plant.
把想干事的企业逼走中国。
Drive away the companies that want to do business in China.
在政治上给中国使绊，上蹿下跳，得罪财神爷。
To be politically savvy and try to please the powerful figures in China.
美国养的白左已经成功打断了德国经济上行的经脉。
The white horse raised in the United States has successfully disrupted Germany's economic upward trend.
不过最大的坎儿还是趋势。However,
the biggest hurdle is the trend.
油车没人要。No
one wants to buy a car.
那可是德国车的基本盘。That's
a staple of German cars.
十几年前。
A few years ago,
中国是德国所有豪华品牌的最大海外市场。
China is the largest overseas market for luxury brands in Germany.
一辆迈巴赫轻轻松松卖到200多万。
A Mercedes-Benz sells for over 2 million.
现在，每个月两位数的销量崩塌速度已经常态化。
The monthly sales figures, which have been declining at a rate of two digits, are now becoming commonplace.
高端品牌的故事讲不下去了。The
stories of luxury brands can no longer be told.
德国还能追上中国吗?
Can Germany catch up with China?
一级供应商在大幅裁员，电动化或许还有点储备。
First-tier suppliers may have some reserves and large-scale layoffs due to electrification.
但是芯片、大模型,
However, large-scale chip models,
激光雷达、动力电池,
laser-based battery.
现在欧洲各国最大的底牌就是不断拿出临时或长期的政策门槛来延缓。
Currently, the biggest trump card for European countries is constantly raising temporary or long-term policy barriers to slow down.
中国车企的到来。
The arrival of Chinese car manufacturers.
过去几十年的发展期。
Over the past few decades.
对德国和日本来说，都一样。
For both Germany and Japan.
本质上只是战后的恢复期，而非常态。
It is essentially a period of recovery after the war, and therefore an exceptional situation.
国家间反目成仇。
Countries are at odds with each other.
政治大使回不去了。
The political ambassador cannot return.
产业需要的新技术人才也续不上了。
The new technology talent needed by the industry is also difficult to obtain.
有这两点在，你让他们拿什么卷土重来？
There are two things that will help them regain their strength.
这就是汽车产业即将面对的常态化新格局。
This is the new normal that the automotive industry is about to face.
但这对中国是件好事吗？
Is this good for China?
也未必。
Maybe not.
中国一向是这样。
China has always been like this.
当竞争对手很强的时候。
When the competitors are strong.
我们会奋力追赶，超越。
We will strive to catch up and surpass.
但是如果竞争威胁不存在了。
However, if there is no competitive threat.
我们内部可能就会滋生出幺蛾子来。
There might be some problems within our organization.
所以，适当留几个有眼力劲儿的。
Therefore, it is important to keep a few people with good vision.
或者半死不活的竞争对手，有益。
Or a struggling competitor can be beneficial.
生态健康。
Ecological health.
最后借用《三体》的一句台词。跟张楠们还有汉斯们说句话。
Finally, I'd like to borrow a line from the three-body series and say it to Zhang Nan and Hans.
那你的人生属于一种偶然。
Your life is a matter of chance.
世界很大。
The world is big.
变幻莫测的因素也很多。
There are many factors that cause changes.
那你的生活居然没有变故啊。
But your life hasn't changed at all.
这不是一种幸运。
This is not a lucky thing.
既然是幸运。
Since it's a lucky thing.
那早晚有一天会结束。
It will eventually come to an end.
现在我就告诉你结束了。
Now I'm telling you it's over.
做好思想准备。
To be well prepared.
这里是高动能。
Here is high energy.
我是高华。
I am Gao Huac.
下期见。
See you next time.